Mahanayam Prophetic Society, Prophet E.J. Adetomiwa, coming to you from the beautiful Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Tune into AMM Radio, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for cutting-edge, life-transforming, revelatory teachings that will position you to finish strong. If you are in Trinidad, visit us at the corner of Green and Woodford Streets, Arima, Palm Plaza. Services every Thursday, 7 p.m. First and third Sundays, 9 a.m. Second and fourth Sundays, 5 p.m. Telephone numbers 868-355-1853. 868-355-1854. Mahanayam Prophetic Society, the place where God lives.
Well, hello and welcome again, wonderful people of God all across the nations of the earth. How are you doing today? This is the voice of yours truly, Prophet EJ. How are you doing, beautiful people? I trust that you are doing great. I trust that all is well with you in spite of the challenges. You know, as one man said many years ago, challenges are nothing more than scaffolding to our faith. That's right. Challenges are nothing more than scaffolding to our faith. Hallelujah. That we can climb up on. Hallelujah, and get the job done. Well, I welcome you again to another broadcast of the Revelation Portal with Prophet EJ Adetomiwa. Glory be to God. Call someone, tell someone that the prophet is on air right now and that he has a word to minister and to share with you that you want to hear. Thank you, Jesus. I'm always thankful for the opportunity to come and to share God's word with you. Today I would be talking to you very briefly on a Reformation people or characteristics for or of a Reformation people, a people committed to the reformation of the church. That this in itself is a process, beloved, that we are engaged in. Hallelujah. It is a process that we are engaged in. And we must be committed to see it to the end. Are you here with me? Glory be to God. So one of the things that we must first understand, and I trust that you are ready now, one of the things that we must first understand is that we must have strong commitment to journey to greater positions of accuracy. Let me say that again. In this reformation move of God, in this restitution of all things that must take place before Jesus returns, the heavens continue to restrain him, that times of refreshings will come and the restitution of all things will take place, which means all things must be put back in its rightful order, in its rightful place, that there must be a reflection of thy will be done on earth or in earth as in heaven, as it is established in the heavens, as it is set in the heavens, beloved, so it must be set on the earth. And it is up to the church. This is the responsibility of the body of Christ to make this happen. It is the responsibility of the ecclesia, of the government of God in the earth, the administrative arm of God in the earth, to bring this to pass, to legislate, to bring forth laws, to bring forth guidance, to bring forth governance, to bring forth instruction, to influence the nations in the earth. Are you here with me? Glory be to God. And this is very awesome. And this is an awesome responsibility. And therefore, we must be committed to journey, listen, to journey to greater positions of accuracy. So it is important for us to ensure that we are always connecting with truth, present truth, the present speaking of God, coming into greater positions of accuracy. It is not talking about always having some kind of ear to hear some new truth, but it's understanding that we must ensure we are committed to push and push to ensure that we are walking in greater accuracy, that the truth that we are espousing, that the truth that we are teaching, that is accurate, that is correct, that our lifestyle is correct, that everything that we do is correct, is accurate, is precise, is more and more exact. So we are always coming to a greater place of greater pristine operations, more exactness, more preciseness in how we do it, in how we execute our assignments in the earth. We all may have different assignments, but it's leading to one place, to one person. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. To one place, to one destination. But we've got to come into a place of accuracy, and we always must be committed to journey to greater positions of accuracy. So next year, we should be in a greater place of accurately manifesting the purposes of God in the earth. Are you with me today? Ensuring that our lives consistently line up our inner dimensions, the inner rule of our lives, the inner operations of our lives continue to become more straight and erect and more powerful, more upright, like palm trees in the noonday sun. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? That's how we need to be. That's how our lives, that's how our ministry should be, our businesses should be, our family should be. Yes, we know that we are not looking for human perfection, but there is a perfection that we have established in Christ that we must take hold of and begin to walk. This is not about us and what we have done, but this is about Him and what He has already completed, what He has already finished. And so we are tapping into the blueprints of heaven according to that which is already finished and executing in that vein, executing according to the blueprints already written out there for us. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Glory be to Jesus. And so we are always going to be committed to greater positions of accuracy as we press into the eternal purposes of God, as we press into the eternal perspective plan of God to have that made manifest in the earth today and cause the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ, to judge in accuracy, to judge in accuracy in the pulpit, to judge in accuracies in business, to judge inaccuracies in education, to judge inaccuracies in the home, to judge inaccuracies in entertainment, to judge the thing, to judge it with a standard that is superior and higher. That's why God told Jeremiah, you see, today I have set thee above the nations, over the nations and over the kingdoms, to throw down, to pull down, to tear down, to destroy, to build and to plant. That's a whole reformation process right there, dear beloved, and we've got to be committed to that, which means that the word that Jeremiah was coming with was a word that was accurate, that was exact and precise. The plumb line had been set and the measurements are correct. Hallelujah. And so now it was just a matter of releasing it, declaring it, speaking it, bringing forth acclamation, proclamation, declarating power. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Where we release the power that is given unto us. Notice that God told Jeremiah, I have set thee above the nations and above kingdoms. That is places of power, places of influence, places of rule. Hallelujah. Places of government. And God tells His prophet, He says, I have set thee above these things. And I want you to tear down where a tearing down needs to take place, where a throwing down needs to take place. Hallelujah. And so there are some things that must be teared down. If we are committed to accuracy, greater positions of accuracy, then we've got to know that even within our lives, even within ourselves, that's the place we begin to ensure that we tear down mindsets, ways of thinking, wrong ways of beliefs, wrong teachings. We must tear these things down. We must roll these things down. We must bring these things into captivity. We must begin to destroy these things inwardly and begin to build and plant that which is accurate, that which is correct. This is the word of the Lord. We've got to ensure that we are lining up correctly with that which God has on the forefront of his heart and of his mind today, because that is what becomes the truth that must be established. You see, we must be biblically correct and prophetically accurate. And the only way that is going to happen is if we get in tune with the Spirit of God, is if we enter into the heavenly dimension and begin to decode the true frequencies of God, that which God has already determined, that which God has already predestined, that which is already set and established as law in the kingdom for a blessing today to remove the effects of the curse. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it's got to start from within so that we will have power without. We've got to make sure that we are not bent and crooked on the inside, so that we will have the ability to judge that which is bent and crooked on the outside. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? It is no longer about a nice Sunday morning service, beloved, but it is about the change that we can effect in the nations of the earth, in our communities, in our homes, in our environment. It is about the change that we can effect by the power of God. So we've got to be committed to a reformation process that brings us into a place of greater accuracy in the earth today. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? And this is the result of a continuous and unfolding revelation of Christ and his purposes. Are you hearing me? I said this is a result of a continuous unfolding revelation of Christ and his purposes. You see, truth is like an onion and it has layers to it, layers to it. What one level of truth is meant here at another level, at another dimension, that same truth takes on new meaning, takes on new perspective, will bring greater shape and greater understanding. So it's an understanding that we press for. It is understanding that we look into. It is understanding that we look for, so that we execute correctly. Are you hearing with me? Are you here with me? Glory be to Jesus. And truth is never revealed to casual seekers. And so what we want is to be committed to a continuous unfolding revelation of Christ and his purposes. Hallelujah. What we are seeing today means that there must be an unfolding, a peeling back, an uncovering of something greater that is needed and necessary for today, that we can bulldoze and push down and tear down all laws and speculations and arguments and hostile considerations that is against the kingdom of God, that is against the purposes of God. This is the type of thing that we are people committed to reformation. This is the type of characteristics that we must have. One committed to truth, one that understands that we are set above the nations and the kingdoms that is in the earth, and that we have the authority of God to break these things, to throw these things down, and to build and to set up that which will please the heart of the Father. We want to please the heart of the Father. That is what we're after. That is what we want. Beloved in Christ, do not miss your opportunity to get involved in this process, in this majestic move of the Spirit of God that is sweeping the nations of the earth in a greater force and with greater momentum today. Hallelujah. This is why we are here. Are you here with me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we've got to express an alternative kingdom structure. We've got to do it. And that's why he says, after you have thrown down and tear down, you got to build and plant, because we're giving an alternative. So this is what we're coming with. We're coming with alternatives to solve the problems that is in the nations of the earth, so that when they say that you are a boy if you think you are a boy, you are a girl if you think you are a girl, we rise up with a judgment and with a standard and say that's wrong, and we tear it down and we begin to bring the right perspective that God has given to us that must be established in the earth today. I hope that you have been following the trend of my thought today, and that you are with me understanding the stance that we need to take. Well, I'm out of time, but not out of word. And beloved in Christ, I want you to know that God loves you. Jesus loves you. So this is Prophet EJ reminding you to keep your purpose in focus. For if you don't know the why of your existence, you will discount who you are. God bless you until another time on the Revelation Portal. Shalom, shalom.
Mahanayim Prophetic Society, Prophet EJ Ade Tomewa, coming to you from the beautiful Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Tune in to AMM Radio, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for cutting-edge, life-transforming, revelatory teachings that will position you to finish strong. If you are in Trinidad, visit us at the corner of Green and Woodford Streets, Arima, Palm Plaza. Services every Thursday, 7 p.m. First and third Sundays, 9 a.m. Second and fourth Sundays, 5 p.m. Telephone numbers 868-355-1853. 868-355-1854. Mahanayim Prophetic Society, the place where God